Alice Again, written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. Alice slipped into action during breakfast. "Mom, Jamie looks really tired today," she said. "Maybe he shouldn't go to creche." Veronica sighed. "Yes, I know, love, you're right. He does look tired. And after all the trouble he caused yesterday, it probably would be better to keep him at home. But I have to go out. I'll just send him in for a couple of hours." I looked at Jamie. His eyes filled with tears, which dripped down his cheeks and into his cereal. His bottom lip wobbled, and he used his two chubby fists to rub his eyes. I could see that the poor little pet still hadn't recovered from eating all those sweets. For the first time ever, I managed to forget all the times he'd kicked me and called me names, and felt really, really sorry for him. Alice smiled at her mother. "Poor Jamie, he's wrecked. Why don't you leave him here? Megan and I will mind him, won't we, Meg?" I nodded. There wasn't much else I could do, was there? I was on the roller coaster and I didn't know how to get off. Veronica didn't need to be told twice. She jumped up from the table and kissed Alice's hair. "Darling, that is so, so sweet of you. And you too, Megan. Thank you." I smiled, but I couldn't meet Veronica's eyes. If she knew exactly why her son was so tired, she wouldn't be thanking me. She'd be driving me to the railway station to buy a one-way ticket for the next train home. "I won't be gone long, I promise you. Just an hour or two. And you'll be good for the girls, won't you, Jamie, love?" Jamie nodded and wiped away his tears, and Veronica hurried off into her bedroom to get ready for her hot date. Alice grinned at me and gave me a thumbs-up sign. I smiled weakly back at her. I had a funny feeling that this was going to be the worst day of all.